dusk time and quiz answer. Dusk is now at 8:30, so that is the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. And now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question. We asked you, Anzac troops come from what two countries? There's a special advantage here for anyone listening who remembers the Second World War or its aftermath, and for those who saw many of the films made about the conflict, because troops from these two countries played key roles in many spheres of the battle. They came from neighbouring Commonwealth countries and stood out with different accents and slightly different uniforms. The countries were, of course, Australia and New Zealand, so congratulations if you knew that. And now for some items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, 1 in 4 blind people miss out on benefits. New research from the Centre for Research in Social Policy at Loughborough University, produced for the RNIB charity, reveals that more than 1 in 4 blind and partially sighted people miss out on the disability benefits they're entitled to. Applications being refused and issues with submitting applications were key factors in the substantial deficit in the take-up of disability benefits among people who are registered blind or partially sighted. Poor communication from the Department for Work and Pensions and the challenge of getting face-to-face appointments were also cited as barriers in the research. The risk of missing out on disability benefits is highest for those aged 16 to 44 years old, with 6,000 people in this age group not receiving any disability benefits. The risk of missing out on disability benefits is highest for blind and partially sighted people in employment, with 69% for men and 44% for women not receiving them. New analysis also found benefit claimants can experience confusion about how disability benefit award decisions are made, what evidence is required, and the timings at each stage of a benefit application. A second item is enlarged special directory now available. The National Federation for the Blind has announced that Be My Eyes, the company providing free assistance to people who are blind or who have low vision, has added over 600 highly requested companies and organisations in a new World Service Directory. It said, "We are already working on adding thousands of additional consumer companies and blindness organisations to the directory in the coming months, making it the one-stop resource for global customer service for people who are blind or have low vision." We have just shared a few posts on our social media channels to update all people who can benefit from this service. We would really appreciate it if you could help us spread the news within your community by helping us amplify this message. And our third item is Charity's Delight at the Minister for Disabled Upgrading. The RNIB charity has officially said it is pleased the Minister for Disabled People role is being upgraded in seniority again. Eleanor Thompson, RNIB's Director of Campaigns, said, "We're delighted that the dedicated Minister for Disabled People role has been upgraded again in seniority after it was downgraded in December 2023. Having a Minister for Disabled People will provide a clear focus on the issues affecting disabled people across government departments, especially during the ongoing cost of living crisis, which is disproportionately affecting blind and partially sighted people. We look forward to working with MIMS Davies to ensure the voices of blind and partially sighted people are being heard and to help break down the barriers that make life harder for disabled people. Now I'm going to hand you back to my colleagues for more items of local news.